Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome to the Texas Lending Dog Com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful weekend to help you with your home loans here on 105.3 The Fan. And what a crazy week we have had. We don't have Tress with us today. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. I'm here with Bubba Alexander.
Stressless.
Also known as Gary Alexander.
Gal Alexander.
And we are talking about your home loans today. And it's been a crazy week. You all are sitting at home and who knows what you have going on. A lot going on in the mortgage world. A lot I unfolded last week for you, what was going to happen. A lot of that has unfolded this week, a lot more to be unfolding. And so we told you last week that mortgage rates were at all-time lows. Had never seen them lower. You needed to act now. You needed to take advantage. You needed to, because things were going to get weird. And they weirdly took place this week. The things we talked about last week, and during the beginning of this week, we saw mortgage rates as low as 2.25% on a 15-year fixed. We saw some of them being locked at 2.1% on a 15-year fixed. And we told you last week that they might not stay that low for that low. You know, things are going to change, because what ended up happening was the mortgage industry increased by about 400% to 500% in 1 week. Imagine if 500,000 people showed up to get in Cowboys Stadium. There's just not enough space for it. Mm-hmm. The mortgage world has a fixed number of employees that cannot be replaced due to government regulations. And so because mortgage companies can't just replace people due to government regulations, they are stuck with a fixed number of people. And so right now, we can't double the mortgage people. It takes, because of regulations, you have to get everyone licensed, and that can take 6 months to a year. In some cases, mortgage loan processors who we used to be able to hire and train, now because of the regulations and laws, they need to have probably about couple years of experience in the mortgage world, so you can't replace them overnight. And mortgage underwriters probably need at least 4 years, I would say 4 years in the mortgage business minimum, to be able to make sense of things that are going on and be able to underwrite. So you can't just say, I'm going to get an underwriter. So you have a fixed number of people in the mortgage business. Mortgage rates were at all-time lows. We said you have to act now, because if you don't, if you take one more day to make a decision, it could take you an extra 90 days to close your home loan. Mm-hmm. Well, not only could it take 90 more days to close your home loan, because of all the business coming in, banks, servicers, lenders have all increased their rates to slow it all down. So now your mortgage rates are back around 3% on a 15-year. Your 30 years are back around 3.5%. And so those are with your paying an origination point, if you're going to pay an origination fee on a mortgage. And that's kind of what's going on. It's kind of, you know, if I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to say this. If you're begging for socialism, that's what you're begging for. You're begging for bottlenecks and things slowing down, because everything has to go. The government has to make a decision of who's going to get a job, right? You're going to decide on they're going to decide what your requirements are to get a job. It used to be back in 2003 when we were around, we hired a bunch of people and we took care of business, but that can't happen anymore. So we're in a situation where your rates just went up in the mortgage world because of the bulge of business that came in. The banks can't take any more business. As a matter of fact, just think about this. If you quadrupled or increased your mortgage, it could have increased 700% for us. We could have taken 700% more loans if we could have had the staff to be able to take it when the rates were at 2.25, 2.125 last week. However, the banks don't have seven times as much money. They can't.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
Well, what I mean by that is, and it's not the locking of the loans that is the issue. It is credit lines. Not just only banks, but people who deal with who move the money behind the scenes. There are brokers and dealers who move the money behind the scenes and provide credit lines to people in the industry. One of the largest ones in the country had to shut down this week.
Yeah.
They had to stop taking orders by Monday. Actually, it was even Friday last week. It was the day after I announced at our meeting that expect that there's going to be shortages of money in the industry. It's not just our industry. There is a big cash shortage in the world, and under the scenes, behind the scenes of all this coronavirus stuff, there's been stuff brewing in the financial worlds for the last 6 months. There's been a cash shortage out there in the world of credit, a cash shortage in the people that need to have cash to be able to get credit lines out to the world, and the Federal Reserve is reserving trillions of dollars of money to bail out banks, lenders, creditors, right now, not because of coronavirus. This has been going on for 6 months prior to that. And so who knows all the, you know, call it coincidence or whatever it is, but while everyone is keeping their eyes on that, there is a scene unfolding which is as big or bigger than what happened in 2008 right now in credit lines. And that's not because of coronavirus. It was going on before coronavirus, and it's just been swept under the rug or put behind the scenes, and now the Fed's coming out and saying they're going to provide trillions of dollars to the financial industry. Again, maybe 5% because of coronavirus, and the other 95% was sitting there waiting to explode. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. What you're seeing right now in the stock market and the bond market may be only the beginning of what is yet to come in terms of weird markets. And so I don't just say things because I just feel like saying them. I read hundreds and thousands of articles. And then out of those hundreds and thousands of articles, out of my decades of watching financial markets, economy, trying to predict the future, what's going on, because I have to predict the future for running a company, and I'm not patting my back, I'm just saying I seem to have a knack of being able to identify where the real crux of the situation is. And so when I'm saying that what we've seen in financial markets recently is only the beginning of craziness that is yet to come, and not because of the coronavirus, but the coronavirus is just adding fuel to the fire. The fire was there, and you're all blaming the fuel. The fuel is just going to be poured on the fire, and so there's craziness yet to come. And so just hold on and keep an eye out, because I said last week on this show that one of the largest creditors to the mortgage industry, that you know when you close in your refinance and you're waiting 3 days and then your loan, you're waiting for it to fund.
Yeah.
Hey, my loan's going to fund tomorrow. Hey, I'm going to get my cash out. Hey, I'm going to get my home equity loan. Hey, everything's ready to go. Well, I said last week that the word is on the street that one of the largest creditors and funders of mortgage loans in the country is ready to go belly up. We're talking they provide $25 billion a month in funding for mortgage companies. One of the largest ones, the word is in the street, not just from one, but two sources, and one of the largest sources out there says they're going to be announcing within the next week they're going to stop funding loans because they're not going to meet their regulatory requirements for cash. And so you're going to have a huge part of the mortgage industry that is not is going to call their clients and say, we can't fund your loan. We don't have the credit lines to fund your loan. That's not TexasLending.com, I can tell you that. Our credit lines, we're working with some local people here, and they're doubling our lines. Okay, so we're there for you to get your loans done. We're there to get your loans closed. And when your loan doesn't fund with your mortgage lender this week, wait a minute. They said they might be stopping funding refinance loans. So I think that the purchase loans might continue to be funding, but I'm just giving you a warning. I'm not saying names. I'm just saying that be careful out there and know that TexasLending.com is here. And when you hear that news and your coworker says, my loan didn't fund because my lender told me that they can't get the credit to fund the loan because the creditor went out of business, not because your lender did anything wrong. That'd be like you going to use your MasterCard and it didn't work. And it wasn't because you didn't have the credit line with MasterCard for $10,000. It's because MasterCard ran out of credit. MasterCard has to have a certain amount of cash on hands to be able to get credit lines, you know, to be able, for people to trust them. And if they ran out of cash, see, these banks, a lot of the stuff that's going on, these banks have had to sell some of their assets. They've had to sell their stocks to get cash to be able to provide credit lines out there. And that's been going on behind the scenes. That was teed up in December. It was teed up as early as December that was going to happen. But who knew when it was going to happen? And the Federal Reserve has been bailing these people out for billions and trillions of dollars a month right now, bailing them out for their cash shortages. And so the Federal Reserve lowered rates. We saw that happen, right? We saw the Federal Reserve lower rates. Well, they thought that that might help. It's actually put more fuel on that fire. And so this is a mortgage show, but with all the craziness that's going on with the coronavirus, yes, mortgage rates have come up. I think it's going to be a temporary thing until the mortgage world can catch up on the business that they've already locked. TexasLending.com has already locked as many loans this month as we did in the entire month of February, and we still have 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And the only reason we couldn't lock more is our broker. The places where we get credit lines, there's two kinds of credit lines. There's ones that fund loans, and there's ones that lock loans. Mm-hmm. And so we're still able to lock loans at TexasLending.com. But they've had to raise the rates because they can't take any more business. The ones that lock loans can't take any more locks. They can't take any more.
Yep.
And so we're having to lock loans with fixed periods. We used to be able to have lock loans and let them float. And so loans have to be locked for a fixed period. We basically have to guarantee the money up front now. And so it's an interesting world. The whole world has gone nuts. Some investors aren't taking any locks at all. Some lenders have stopped taking locks. Yeah. And with this new thing going on, like I said, there's the locking of loans, and then there's the funding of loans creditors. Mm. With the funding as a loans creditors, one of them funds loans for over half of the mortgage business, half the mortgage world. When that freezes up, it's going to be utter chaos in the mortgage world. So if you did get your loan locked last week,
congratulations.
You are loving life because your loan got locked at the lowest rates before everything got backed up. The appraisals were ordered. Your loans are in process. We're still taking 25 to 30 days to close loans. The mortgage industry and the banks are going to take taking 6 to 9 months to close your loan. And so just know that that's happening. They can't hire any more people. I mean, they can't double their staff. They can't quadruple their staff. We can add a few more processors and double our business at TexasLending.com. It's a great thing for us. And so I'm knocking on wood because what seems to be great today, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. And with the coronavirus thing, some people are going to lose their jobs. There are going to be people losing their jobs. There are so many things being canceled that people put their life savings into supply things to, or their corporate savings, that they got to lay off their staff. And airlines are going to be laying off staff. And people are going to be laying off staff. Then you're going to start seeing potential foreclosures. And as you start seeing foreclosures, If homes start being foreclosed on, then people are going to pull out of mortgage-backed security bonds. And if they pull out of mortgage-backed securities, then the Federal Reserve is going to have to come in and start buying them because there's no one buying them. It could be a cascade, and we don't know. It said there's more craziness to come. We don't know who's all going to lose their job, but it's going to be a crazy world. So TexasHoney.com is here to answer questions for you. If you're driving around town, if you're sitting around town, text us at 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. That's how you can text us. We'll answer your questions here. And if you have a question about can you refinance or can you still buy a home or can we get your pre-approved? Yeah, we're taking home, especially home equity. Some of you are going to need to stock up on cash because of the unknowns. And so with most of the country shut down for our next 2 to 3 weeks, this is pretty much like going into Christmas all over again. By the way, did you hear, Bubba?
No.
They announced, the Vatican came out this morning, they said they've moved Christmas to January 5th. So if you haven't been paying attention, just know that that's already in the works. No, we have 972-387-4600. That's the number for you to text us your questions about your mortgage, what to expect, what's going on in the world. Some of you are economists. Some of you know what's going on in other areas of the world. We'd like to hear input from you. If you want to call us, you can call us at 877-881-1053. But we do want to take your phone calls. We do have to take a break. We will come back after this break and talk more about the mortgage world on 105.3 The Fan. Craziness in the mortgage market. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We want to take your calls. If you want to buy a home right now, if you're in the market for buying a home, know TexasLending.com is here for you. We have some of the lowest rates in the state. We have a team that just does purchases. So all this refinance nonsense is going on. Well, all the nonsense is going on. The home purchase team is still there for you, taking your home purchase calls, getting you fully pre-approved with our home purchase processors that are dedicated to just home purchases. And so they're there to make sure that you can get your home purchases done. At 972-387-4600, go online to TexasLending.com. You can call us right now on the air at 877-881-1053. Mm. It was in August of 2007, and the local Fox News affiliate, you know, the one that Channel 4, mm-hmm. they came by, and they came by my office in 2004? It was 2007.
Oh, yeah, 2007.
Fox 4. It was Fox 4
Fox
2007.
Fox 4 2007. There you
go. So they came by in August. Earlier that year, in 2007, the subprime market collapsed in March. It was actually March 5th.
Your birthday.
My birthday. Was the day that subprime collapsed. That's why I remember the day.
We were on a golf trip.
And so the mortgage market collapsed in March 2007, when pretty much all the credit lines froze up and shut down the subprime industry. They basically called them and said, "We're not funding any more of your loans, subprime people." Mm-hmm. And so that was really bad. I knew that suddenly 30% of all mortgage loans were going away, and I envisioned, wow, the mortgage market's going to collapse by 30%. That's trillions of dollars. And no one had ever talked about trillions before. In terms of the economy, you know, we talk about billions, and you know, they had talked about back in the day when these different companies, Enron, cost billions, and Long Term Capital Management in 1998 cost billions, and it was shutting down the world economy because of a few billion dollars. And all of a sudden, I pictured trillions of dollars going away from the economy, and I started looking at people. I didn't ever envision that the Federal Reserve was going to print $10 to $20 trillion. I had never thought that was possible or capable. So I was just looking at people, just envisioning everyone without a job. And well, along came August of 2007, and it was August of 2007 when they got rid of the Alt-A business, not subprime. That was the banks doing the no-income, no-asset loans. The banks doing the stated income, stated asset loans. They tried to make it sound like it was the subprime people. It was the banks. doing the stated income, stated asset, no income, no asset. That's why Bank of America and, you know, a lot of those things, they went south. So anyway, when that happened, Fox News, local, Fox affiliate, called me. They wanted to come in and interview. What does this all mean? What does this all mean? And I said, well, early this year, subprime went out of business. And that was a big deal. That was bad. And when the alt A went down, that means that not only the 30% of the business from subprime went away, 20% more of the business went away from jumbo loans, stated income, stated assets. So they had essentially taken away 50% of the mortgage products that were low down payment loans or zero down payment loans. And I just said, what's going to go on now is a disaster of catastrophic proportions. That was not 2008. That was in August 2007. I was going to executive council meetings with CEOs around that are all around Dallas, and I was in the YEO, Young Entrepreneurs Organization, which is part of now WEO, the World Entrepreneurs Organization. And now they just call it EO, the Entrepreneurs Organization. Young and old got together. I said, you need to sell everything you have. The stock market is going to collapse. Everything is going to collapse. We are at ground zero. This is going to be the Great Depression. And they were saying, what are you talking about, Miller? You don't know what you're talking about. The stock market is rising. Well, it did for a little while longer. There were some people that were really smart that put down the Big Short. I didn't know you could do anything like that, go short the entire world. The Big Short movie's about that. They went and shorted the entire world and made billions. And so this went on for a year where people called me crazy and I was just a doomsayer.
Yeah,
and then a year later, the world collapsed. As a matter of fact, Bubba, we were on that golf trip.
Yep.
In March of 2007, a year and a half before the world collapsed. And when they announced that subprime was going away or that the mortgage companies collapsed, when that happened, I told Bubba, that means that Bank of America is going to have to buy Countrywide.
Yep.
And I said, that means that Chase is going to have to buy these guys. And I said, these guys are going to have to buy those guys. And he said, what are you talking about? I was standing at the Champion School of Real Estate doing classes for finance. And this was a year and a half before the collapse. And I said, this is going to go down to four banks.
Wells Fargo,
Chase, Citi, and Bank of America. I don't know how it's going to happen or when it's going to unfold, but this is what's going to happen. And they all said, what are you talking about? What is it? They were like, what is this guy talking about? And a year later, year and a half later, Lehman was gone. Bear Stearns and their mortgage operation got, you know, bailed out. And then we were down to Bank of America, Citi, Wells, and now. People can say, and then I was sitting in front of hedge funds and saying, I need to borrow a whole lot of money because rates are going down. They're going down. They said, what are you talking about? All this money the Fed's going to print is going to cause crazy inflation. The rates are going to go up to 9, 10, 11, 12%. And these guys are getting paid millions of dollars to inform hedge funds. I said, they're not going up. They're going down. And they said, I was crazy. And everything I said that was going to happen, happened.
Yep.
And, Bubba, you were there to attest it.
I can testify. It started coming all back together in November of 2008, the rates.
I sat down with our executive teams in December of last year, 2019. Mm-hmm. I said, you guys remember what I told you in 2007? I said, something of similar fashion is going on right now. It's not in the mortgage world.
Mm-hmm.
It's in credit world itself. Where the Federal Reserve is bailing out banks with $50 billion a day. Now, if this would have happened in 2007, the magnitude that the Fed is printing to bail out banks right now is unprecedented and is 2-3 to 4 times what it was. When Congress asked for $700 billion and everyone laughed, and then they said no, Congress said no, because the, you know, not the when what's his name Paulson came in and said we need $700 billion to bail out the banks, and Congress said, "Ha ha, you're funny." I was sitting on a plane. I said, "Congress rejects Paulson's $700 billion." Then the stock market dropped, you know, like 30% in like 2 days. I was just laughing. I go, like, they're so stupid. They don't know what they don't get this money. Everything's out of business. They don't get it.
Yeah.
And so in December of last year, 2019, I sat down in the same executive group that I told there's something going on, and it's called the repo market. And the repo market is flashing that the credit lines are all going to freeze up and that the banks don't have cash and they're going to start selling all their stocks to get the cash. And I said, I don't know when it's going to unfold, but it's going to unfold.
Yeah.
And here we are under the guise of coronavirus is the reason for all this collapse. And I'm telling you,
yeah,
that's the
igniter.
That's just the marketing. Behind the scenes, the issues are much greater, and I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but the craziness is just beginning. I said it was a disaster of catastrophic proportions in August 2007, a year before. And when I said that, the local Fox affiliate put it on Fox National, and it went national. Now, it's not because... It's only because it was a sensational headline that a guy in the mortgage business said, and it wasn't because of me. It was just someone who thought out what was going to happen down the line and how that was going to cascade itself. And I'm telling you, the things that are going on in credit markets, not necessarily the mortgage world right now, is crazy and monumental. So more craziness to come.
What does it mean for mortgage rates?
I can tell you this. The one thing that happened with – I can tell you this. When they passed these acts of Congress in 2008, 2 weeks, just 2 weeks after everything collapsed, they suddenly had some kind of patch for it already that was thousands of pages long, like they weren't preparing for it or something. They already had this whole patch. And when they came out and they made an act of Congress that they passed into law, they put something in there that allowed the Federal Reserve to print trillions and trillions of dollars without... so that the Treasury could get this money without congressional approval in the future in case it was needed. In the past, it was all known to society because they had to go to Congress and ask for the money. It's going on behind the scenes right now without you even seeing it at amounts which will that are dwarfing what happened in 2008. So you can, I don't care. They'll just keep printing money. Just know that that has impacts on the world now and in the future and on your jobs. And again, I don't know. I can't do the math that right now. What that means down the line, there are people that know more about that. I knew what was going to happen based on what happened in the mortgage market. The repo market is a whole different thing. That there are smart people who have been predicting what's going to happen. And so far, everything has unfolded as they predicted. So, stay tuned. And in the meantime. We're answering questions about mortgages now, Bubba. I'm going to go back to mortgages now. But since all this stuff is going on and people have time and you're sitting around and there's no sports, the mortgage right world is a sport right now. you can place bets every day on what's going to happen tomorrow, and you're going to be 50% wrong 100% of the time. All right. So so we have questions. It says this one person has here. You can get your text questions in or comments at 97. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, you know what? I don't care what you say because people told me that in 2006 and 2007 and 2008, and we're still in business. And creditors that told me otherwise are now going out of business that they thought they were the smart ones. I'm not saying I'm smart. I'm just saying that we have danced on the lily pads, the floating lily pads for a long time of this mortgage world, and we expect to be here. With our strongest year that we ever had was last year, and this year is going to be better than last year for TexasLending.com, so you're talking to the right company. Good morning. I owe $114,000, Bubba, mm-hmm. on their home, and it's between $260,000 and $270,000 value. So they owe $140,000. It's worth $270,000. We have a combined income of $100,000. And they want to know what their DTI needs to be to get some cash out. And you know what? If they want to get cash, They owe 114.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth 260. So they can probably get They can probably get 80% of that. 200 grand. Let's call it 208 grand, right? So 208 grand would be the maximum loan that they can get,
depending on credit.
If it's worth 260, mm-hmm. If it's worth more, then you know, great for you. Hopefully, hopefully home appraisals keep their value if people start losing their jobs. Hopefully, Texas is different because people are moving here,
right?
And so home values are hopefully going to continue
to go up
and maintain their value. We'll see. We'll see how it would impact all this stuff is going to have on jobs, like the oil industry,
right?
But no one in Texas has jobs in oil, so it doesn't really matter. So this person owes 114. They can get up to 208. So they have $96,000 that they could get out in cash. Now, if they have a debt-to-income ratio problem, it looks like their debt-to-income ratio is not going to be – they make $100K.
Yeah.
So you have to have a lot of debt. And you can pay off a lot of that debt with $96,000, hopefully all of your debt, so that your debt-to-income ratio – because we can pay it off at closing.
Yeah, that's the thing you have to understand.
Yeah, when you close on that cash out, if your debt-to-income ratio is high, the title company will take the money, will pay off the debt at closing. – We see people save $2,000, $3,000 every month in payments. They get rid of $3,000 a month payments. Now they just have a mortgage. They apply that $2,000 to $3,000 in savings towards their mortgage. Everything is paid off faster. If you're paying 23, 24% on your credit cards right now, and we saw mortgage rates last week on cash outs, people were getting in the low threes last week on cash outs. People were lowering by 85% their interest rates that they were paying on credit
cards. Last week was a memory, Kevin, okay?
What are you talking about last week? It was Tuesday, Bubba. It was just Tuesday. There's been years going by in the mortgage world every day this week. But the one thing we've seen is that people need cash out of their homes, especially with home values where they are right now. If you have equity right now that you need to pay off debt and you're worried that people in the oil business might lose their jobs, if you're worried that home values might start going down because of that, now would be the time to get that cash out refinance. And we are cash out refinance experts. I moved here in 1997 because Texas passed the home equity loan law, which allowed home equity loans, and I wasn't even in the mortgage business. I came down here, and we've been doing them ever since. And so for over 20 years, I've been doing home equity loans, and Bubba, you've been doing them for 18
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
Cash out refinances in Texas. We, TexasLending.com, can help you with a cash out refinance.
We got them.
Home equity refinance. Make sure you text us today with your question at 972-387-4600. We're going to take a break, come back, and answer more of your questions on the TexasLending.com mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan.
No.
We are back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. We have answers to your questions about mortgages. If you want to buy a home this summer, this spring, if you want to get a cash out refinance, here's what I expect. We saw mortgage rates come up this week. I want to point out a couple things for all of you that are listening. There's a lot of stupidity or ignorance or lack of knowledge. It doesn't even have to be ignorance because not everyone. I know this. I never spent any time thinking about the mortgage world until I was in the mortgage world, and I don't expect any of you to do it. That's why we do it. That's why we're the most boring people in the world. However, if rates got down to 2 1/8 on a 15-year at TexasLending.com earlier this week, we are locking loans at 2.125. Now, add nearly 1% to that for your refinances. And they didn't go up because the market – well, the market did change this week. The 10-year Treasury bond increased by over 0.5% this week, okay? But it's still 0.5% lower than it's ever been before, prior to last week. And so the 10-year Treasury bond's down around 1%. Well, that doesn't mean that's where mortgages are. Mortgages usually have – there's addition onto that, mainly because when you have a mortgage, you have people servicing those mortgages and people to pay for those mortgages, and interest has to be paid out and such. Don't expect mortgage rates to go below 2%. I'm going to say that again. Even if, what's going to happen is the banks are going to catch up. And as long as these treasury bond rates are still super low, as long as the Federal Reserve is printing money and lowering overnight rate and doing all this stuff, as long as that's happening, mortgage rates have an opportunity to go back to 2.1. And people would say, well, I'm going to wait and sit on this. I'm going to think about it. Even though they were the lowest rates of all time by over half a percent lower than they'd ever been before, I'm going to wait. Don't expect, listen to everyone, don't expect mortgage rates to ever go below 2%. Even if the market can allow for it, the Fannie Mae of the world is the one where these loans get sold to, and they cannot offer a rate lower than 2% because they will not be able to service the loans will not be able to be serviced because there's not enough money there to pay the people to manage it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
You're making 2% for 30 years, you know? And so don't expect that rates are going to go below 2%. That's where they're going to hit their wall and they're going to stay there. Maybe 1.8, so I don't know. I'm just saying that Fannie Mae's got to keep money for themselves to pay out for your 401ks and your pension funds and into insurance industries.
Mm-hmm.
They're a tiny 1%. And then they're going to keep some. They're going to pay some to the 401k. They got to pay some to the mortgage servicers. You see? Doesn't this all go to one person? It gets divvied up. So just know that when you see rates at their all-time lows, you jump on it. You know? So some people didn't, call back, I'm ready to go. You go,
yeah.
Well, there you're.
Well, we had to think about
a dollar
it.
And, short.
You know, and it had one guy, call me every day, tell me what they do. All right, well, then Tuesday, all right, well, guess what? They went up half a point.
And then they wait. Well, they'll come back tomorrow. Well, they went up every day after Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because the banks just can't take anymore. Same thing with, and Fannie Mae's like, well, we can't do a loan below that, so we're going to have to raise our. And so I expect rates at some point, it might take 2 or 3 months.
Come back down.
If you need cash or home
they're
equity,
they're still good.
Our cash, they're fantastic. They're at 3%.
Right.
You know, and so on a 15-year, you can still get that.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to get it. Some of you have lower credit scores, lower loan amounts. Some of you don't have the equity positions. The rates are still near at. They're only 0.25% off their historic lows, or where they were just last week. So, what I mean is 2.75 had been the historic lows before 2.6.
Mm-hmm.
And they're up around 3. So you're very close to your all-time lows.
Right.
All right. This person says they're set to close on their new house on May 15th. They're locked in at 2.99%.
That's good.
I hate that gimmick. They're 2.9. At 2.99% versus the 3%, which is going to save you 15 cents a month. All right. You lose more money by leaving your car running for 5 minutes at 7-Eleven getting coffee.
Right.
Than you do, say, that 0.01%.
That's a long lock that they've got there.
Yeah, they have a 40. Looks like they have themselves a two-month lock. They said they're set to close. They've locked in at 2.99. With all the things happening, are they okay to proceed with the purchase? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your purchase is going to be just fine. As a matter of fact, the good news is you're at 2.99 and home purchase lot rates went up to 3.75 earlier this week. Now,
right.
I can tell you the FHA purchase is still possible down around 3%.
Right.
The FHA purchase is still possible down around 3%. Okay. The conventional purchases are back up in the 3.75 to 4% range.
Right.
And so if you're locked in at 2.99%, you are in fantastic shape.
You're in golden.
And so, you know, I've thought about that. Recently, this week, I said, okay, what happens if home values stall or go down because of potential foreclosures? People start losing their houses. It's not because bad mortgages have been written. It's been because people would lose their jobs because of disruptions in the economy. People that were already thin and you're, you know, hanging on a thread. And now their business is doomed because of the slowdown or the shutdown of the country. And so, you know, in that situation, I said, is it still good to buy a home? I said, would I rather buy a home that's going to rebound in price someday, and if I can get it at 2% or 2.99, or would I rather wait and buy it at 4% or 5%? You know, which one do you want? I don't know. I like the low rate. You know, the home value is going to rebound. You have a nice low payment on that mortgage. And you can buy a lot of house with it. So hopefully if you're out there thinking about buying a home, TexasLending.com's got a home purchase team.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you fully pre-qualified with our underwriters. And so then you can go and get we get a pre-approval letter, put a contract in a home, and then we get an appraisal, title, a survey, homeowner's insurance. Let's go. Let's close. And so that's what we want to do for you at TexasHunting.com. Call us at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasHunting.com. Cash out refinance is king at TexasHunting.com. If you need cash, we got the cash out refinance or home equity loan experts. And we're here to help you.
We're here to help you.
Go online and apply today. We got to take another break, Bubba. I know that was a short stint between the last last break. Yeah. But we've gone long in a couple of our segments here. When we come back, we want to answer more of your questions, so get them in now at 972-387-4600. Can you refinance? What is it going to take to buy a home? What would your interest rate be? What would your payment be? Text us now with your details, and we'll answer the questions for you here. We're coming back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. All right, back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage show. Kevin Miller here with Bubba Alexander. Trust is at the pickle run.
Hopefully it wasn't canceled.
The only thing that didn't get canceled this week.
I don't know.
I think if you eat pickles, you don't get coronavirus or something like that.
It probably was canceled, and she just took the Saturday off.
Don't speculate. All right, we're back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage show. We are now in the lightning round. We have all text lines open at 972-387-4600. Here's my prediction. For those of you who want to refinance, I think you're going to see another opportunity to get these rates back in the low twos. I think you'll see it sometime in the next 60 to 90 days. Right now, the industry is slowing things down because they can't take any more phone calls. But after they clear out their pipeline, these rates will come back down because the world economy is going to be slightly disrupted for a while as ever supply chains are shut off and businesses are closed and no one has income flying around. So as long as that's happening, you're going to see a potential for these rates to come back to 2.25, 2.5. They're probably going to come down slower than they did recently. We saw the fastest drop of rates that I've seen.
It was fast.
It happened within about a day. And so that happened fast, and some people jumped on that. The banks will slowly allow that to come. The banks will, let's say the banks, the servicers who can take on business, will slowly allow that to come back down a little bit. Just know that you are, who are out there, can still get a great low rate on your mortgage, but that this is not the end of this, and it's going to be lasting for a while. We want to take your questions. We have one of them here, which is just a real quick one. What about first-time buyer? What about them? That's a great question. What about first-time buyers? They shouldn't be trusted. maybe they want to buy. Oh, they want to buy a house, Bubba. I thought you were just asking about the people's character or something like that. I don't know. What about first-time buyers? Yeah, they can get it. All the loan programs are there. Everything's ready to go. We've just slowed down the influx of loans a little bit for the time being until everyone catches up. You'll see rates come back down. If you're trying to buy a home right now, you're still seeing rates where they were about 3 months ago. So the world's just in between where it was 6 months ago and where it was last week. We're stuck right there in the middle. Make sure you call us at TexasHoney.com. Happy to help you with your home loan. Bubba, what kind of craziness did you see this week?
Oh, long days. Sitting on my ball, talking to people over the phone.
You sit on the yoga. What do they call that thing? The workout ball? What is that thing?
Yeah, it's just a, I don't know what they call it. My son gave it to me about 5 years ago.
Yeah. Be careful for sabotage. Someone's going to sabotage that one day.
Duh. They've stolen it a few times. I was ballless when I came to work a few times.
Well, so you were at long days, huh? People trying to get locked in. A lot of explanation. Why can't I get that rate you quoted me the other day?
Hey, yes. That was the big one this week. Last week it was fast and furious, but there were still, like I said, there were still a lot of tire kickers, you know?
You know, it was interesting. Yesterday we tried to lower our rates a little bit because some people couldn't lock their rates because they waited. And they said, okay, we'll lower them a little bit so they can get some of these locked. And then the market moved up.
Yeah.
Right in the time I did it. And so by the time our change was made, the market had moved up and the rates were even higher than one before I tried to lower.
I know.
So my efforts were thwarted by the market.
Fruitless.
I tried to lower ours. Okay, some of these people, they took too long to make a decision, so we're going to make a decision to help them get locked in. And then that was not to be seen.
Not to be happening.
So sorry about that. We tried to help. Make sure you get your questions in at 972-387-4600. We have time for just a couple more. Hopefully, I tried to explain some things to you earlier the way I see it.
Uh-huh.
It's not the way the world is not the way I see the world. I see the world differently. I'm a little bit different, though, and Bubba would attest
to
that. So, you know? And so I was like,
he's kind of different, yeah.
I do things different than a lot of people.
Hey, I listen to you. I mean, you know, when you say stuff, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's to you.
If you ever run into me, sometimes I'm just staring off into the distance. I'm doing the math and the calculation on what's going to happen with all this stuff. And so, you know, I try to do that. So people are like, what's wrong? That guy's just like staring off into the distance. And
Or he's thinking about Nate's golf game.
No, I'm thinking about the Detroit Lions and the Cowboys. And, you know, I've been out here for 20 years and the Cowboys haven't done anything. And I lived in Detroit, you know, my growing up, they've won one playoff game since 1957. Imagine that. And so I stare off into the distance, me and the Lions. Me and the Lions fans. Anyway, we are here to take your phone calls, but we're out of time, so we really can't take any more. Bubba's showing me pictures of the Lions. We got to get out of here. We're going to get out of here a little bit early today, so Larry in the booth can have an extra 30 seconds to ponder his world. We're going to be back here next week with Tress. Well, actually, we're not. We're not going to be back here next week with Tress. Bubba and I are going to be on our golf trip. And so if you wanted a replay of this week's show to find out what's going on, you can tune in next week. But we will be back in a couple of weeks to talk more about this mortgage world and share with you. Hopefully you can get your mortgages done on time. And at TexasLending.com, we intend to close your loans in 30 days or less right now with the influx of business. Thank you for listening, and good luck. And make sure you call TexasLending.com or go online to TexasLending.com. See you all next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.